The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
By the way, I was trading instant messages with a friend and coworker in Duluth, Minnesota. She's the market manager of our Duluth radio stations. They got nearly 3 feet of snow. School in Duluth is closed for the third straight day. She said it was one of the first times in a long time that, I mean, she was actually frightened due to weather, that it was just an amazing storm that swept through there and just blanketed northeastern Minnesota, that region, under very early season snow. Well, not so early for them. This does happen up there. That's why I do my Duluth market visits in June. See, that's exactly why right there. All right. We're going to get to Mary Burke later in the show and her not good, very bad day yesterday. It's not just Republicans who surround themselves with goofballs, apparently, so I guess I can take heart in that. We'll get to all of that. First, however, yesterday, the world for the first time heard some of the 911 audio from Sandy Hook as the Newtown 911 dispatchers urge callers to take cover. If you were listening to this station yesterday, Fox News Radio announced they were not airing the audio. All they said is Fox News Radio has chosen not to air the audio. I don't know, I asked, but I'm a little unclear what our Wausau station did, and I don't know what our Sheboygan station did. Here in Green Bay, we did air it. And you heard teachers saying that they've rounded children up into classrooms. You may have heard some of it. This is raising the debate, at least in my mind, and I'll admit I'm not hearing this heavily debated, but we're going to get your thoughts in just a minute, as to whether this should have been aired at all. Was it gratuitous, prurient, morbid, or did it have actual news value? I asked our news director here in Green Bay, Robert Kennedy, to join us to talk about this because, as the news director, he made the editorial decision. And I told Robert, I'm as someone who's worked in news for decades before becoming a talk show host, I'm conflicted on this. So what factors? Now, okay, first, our newsroom made the decision to air some of the audio, correct?
Correct.
How did it go through that? What were the factors you considered?
Well, basically what it was not going to be used was any sounds of I guess, people being wounded or confronting the gunman, those kind of things. So I guess in a sense you could say there was selective choices made as to what would air and what wouldn't air. I think at 8:30 ran a piece from Fox where they included some audio from the 911, and that was basically again a selective decision, I'm assuming, because it was not you didn't hear gunshots going or that type of thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. They provided it to affiliates,
right?
But they made the decision, well, we're not going to air it, but if you want to, that they left that decision up to the individual affiliates. How much of it did you hear? So are there things you heard that you didn't air, you know, in terms of, as you said, that actually where 911 calls where people are saying the gunman is right there?
Right. Okay. You know, and I guess I can't say with all honesty that I heard each and every piece of audio that was offered. That was just more or less the decision as to what I would allow to be put out.
The audio that did air, that you chose to air, that our newsroom chose to air, what news value did you see it provide? How did it advance the story? How did it tell the listener something they didn't already know about Sandy Hook?
Well, I think it provided a little more of a glimpse into the human drama of that. I think it gives people an opportunity to sometimes there are some heroic things that are done. You hear people keeping their cool in terrifying situation, that kind of thing. I think it, you can make an argument that it lifts many of those people involved in that up a few notches higher than they already were in terms of the heroic response and the desire to keep people safe as best they can.
I would assume, and maybe I'm assuming this wrong, that we're unable to know this. Is there any way to know if some of the voices that were heard are those of the deceased? And what about the sensitivity to families?
And I agree with that 100%. That's why I wouldn't knowingly, anyway, put something out there that involves someone who had lost their life or, again, as we mentioned, the actual, I guess, gunfire type of thing that was going on.
Can you get Robert a set of headphones? I don't know if you can because our you got your headphones on?
I do, yes.
All right, good, because our news director from WSAU Wausau, Chris Conley, is going to join the conversation. Chris, you've been listening?
I have, and you know, we do come across these issues in newsrooms from time to time. One of the best examples that I'd heard is, what do you do when the black box recordings from a plane crash become public? Where inevitably at the end you hear pilots screaming for their lives as they're about to be in these tailspins. But if you hear things before that, like, gee, those guys at the airport didn't do a good job de-icing the wings,
yep.
I think that's newsworthy,
yep.
and of course the public should have a right to know about that. So, I mean, I argue, just like Robert is, that there's a news judgment that has to be applied here. But much of what comes out of these tapes is newsworthy and should be part of the reporting on a story like this.
Well, I'll ask you what I asked Robert then. What did you hear that has been aired that you thought advanced the story?
One of the clips that I heard this morning, for instance, in fact, it was a Tanya J. Powers report from Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
We just learned today that at the 911 calls that were being made, one of the calls went to the state police barracks that was nearby. They had already dispatched everyone here, but the phone wasn't answered there. The police barracks at one of their dispatch centers in Connecticut was left unmanned during that. I find that incredible, and I find that as part of the news story as well, that someone at school was reaching out to call 911 and no one answered the phone on the other end. I think that does advance the story.
But yesterday, Fox News reported what they learned from the 911 audio without airing the 911 audio. Can't you do that?
Yes, in some cases you can. But, you know, the public always says that they value hearing news from newsmakers more than they do from guys like Robert and me reading it on the air.
Absolutely right.
So if you have
that
opportunity, I think that's a valuable service to the public. And again, I would edit out things of people screaming. And you know, if you're going to have a play-by-play of kids being shot in the hallway, of course there's a discretion and a judgment there that says that's not appropriate for air. But there is newsworthy information to be culled from these 911 tapes. And I would hate a decision like they had a debate in Connecticut of whether they'd be released at all. I'm not on board with not releasing them at all.
Robert.
Yeah, I agree with Chris 100%. Oftentimes those tapes or that audio shows a flaw in the system, something that can be corrected so a tragedy doesn't happen again. The example that Chris brings up with the phone ringing off the hook at the State Patrol office is one example. And you know full well, Jerry, in your days in the newsroom, how frustrating it is when you would talk to somebody who would say, well, you've got the press release right here in front of you. Go ahead and just use that. And you have to explain to them that this isn't a newspaper. And it only works when you have the person who's actually involved in the story or situation on the air. And that's how we survive. TV does the pictures. We do the audio.
All right. Chris and Robert, thank you both. I appreciate it. All right. You have now heard the professional explanation of why the news judgment is made. Versus the decision, as Chris pointed out, and I will say this, I would not agree with the decision not to release it. I do agree with that. I agree with Chris that they should have been released. Should they have been aired? I have to sneeze, Jason. Oh, it went away. I've been dealing with this all morning. So what are your thoughts? This isn't one of those where I'm so much holding back how I feel. I'm going to admit, I'm not sure. What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 9:15.
Merry Christmas, 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 Merry Christmas.
The Jerry Bader Show.